Okay, this is, today's date is March 27th, 1992. And I'm here at the Augusta Heritage Center talking with Peggy Harper. And we're just looking over some pictures of Peggy's mother, who is a weaver and is 91 years old. 91, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
And is weaving on an old family loom. So I can have a good clear record of the history of that loom, Peggy. Let's start with, did you say it came down through the family from a Lucinda?
Lucinda Marsteller was her mother-in-law.
That was your mother's mother-in-law.
Right, and then Mary Elizabeth inherited, and then my mother received the loom.
Okay, and Mary Elizabeth was also a Marsteller?
Yes.
And how was she related to your
mother? My grandmother.
She was your mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it. All right. Do you know anything about roughly the dates the loom changed hands?
Well, mother was married to daddy in 1921, and the loom was in the house then. And she started weaving, and she was living with Grandpa and Grandma, Mary Elizabeth Rowan. And dating back to grandmother's birth dates and all, it should have been around about 18 in the 30s when Mary Ann Marsteller had it and then gave it to Mary Lucindy and then down, so.
Mary Ann Marsteller
mm-hmm.
gave the loom to Lucindy
mm-hmm.
Marsteller. And how were they related?
Mother-daughter? Mm-hmm. Mother and Mary Elizabeth was Mom's mother-in-law. And Lucindy is Mary's mother. And Mary Ann is Lucindy's mother. Now, can you figure that out?
I think so. Okay.
But we were looking at the dates coming down on that book there,
mm-hmm.
and that bridge was made before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So long after that bridge in there, we took that gap in there.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been about 1830 some.
Right.
If it was passed down.
So the loom was made by Lemuel Chenoweth, who was
right.
building covered bridges before the Civil War, and he's also building houses
right.
that way back then. And he
and
made
looms.
Some looms.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't exactly know who probably purchased the loom from Chenoweth, but it was
right.
back in that period. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I can, going with your family history I have, I can figure exactly the lineage down from the first owner there, that Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go now from your mother down through your generation. Who are the weavers now? Your mother started weaving around what time she was married, you think?
Yes, well, they wove and did craft works and artwork and all of that before she was ever married, quilts and
as
all
children,
these things.
Right.
As children. And in the weaving, she was in classes with Olive Goodwin,
mm-hmm.
with the Roosevelt history, you have
mm-hmm.
that. And Grandma taught her some.
Mm-hmm.
And then she passed it down. She taught me and my sister, twin sister, which is V.E. Garlow, and her name was Polly.
Okay.
And our name was Yvonne and Navon, but Grandpa and Grandma couldn't say that, so they named us Peggy and Polly. And then Polly is a weaver, too. She's got her looms. I have a loom that my father made, Shirley Marsteller. It's a table model, and I weave on it, plus I have a floor model. And I'm weaving on that, and I'm teaching my grandchildren to weave, which is Robin Rowan's daughters,
mm-hmm.
Justina and Amandy. Robin used to weave on a little small loom, but she hasn't done any weaving for a long time. Robin
mm-hmm.
hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's down to my granddaughters, Justine and Amanda.
Okay, let me start back again with your mother, and your mother's maiden name was?
Rebecca Melvina God.
Melvina.
Mm-hmm.
Godden.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she married a marsh tiller.
Right.
And your maiden name was?
Marsh tiller.
But first given name to?
Yvonne. Y-V-O-N-N-E. You hear that written down there?
Okay. Yvonne.
Maxine, if you want the middle name, if you don't.
Marsh Diller Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your daughter?
Robin Ann Rowan.
And was Robin Ann a wee... Did you say...
When she was little, she had the littler ones, yes. But she hasn't done any for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And then
she does macrame and things like that.
Robin Ann Harper.
No, it's Rowan Pritt.
Rowan.
I mean, no, Robin Ann Pritt Rowan. My first husband's deceased.
And his name is Pritt.
Mm-hmm.
Pritt Rowan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, then her children, your grandchildren.
It's Justina. And Amanda. And they're the great-granddaughters of Rebecca.
Right. And their name is Rowan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have they done any weaving?
Yes.
And?
They were basket weavers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done these little things. And she said last summer, Nan, when are you going to teach me on the big loom?
Okay, now, your father and your brother have both made some looms.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was David.
Mm-hmm.
David have a middle name or initial or anything?
His name's Shirley David.
Shirley David.
But they call him David.
Shirley David Marstiller.
Mm-hmm.
Is your brother, and he has made looms.
Yes, and his wife is a weaver. She has one of Daddy's looms.
And her name is?
Ivy O. Marsh Tiller.
Ivy.
She was a Mallow.
Mallow.
Mm-hmm.
Marsh Tiller.
She has one of David's and Daddy's looms.
Okay. And you have one of your father's looms.
Yes. Plus a floor model. Plus one of Aunt Pudgy's foldings. Plus one we went clear over to West... Where was it? West Union, and picked up, got home midnight one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is David, and I think it goes down like that.
Do you know how your father got into making looms, or how?
With mother repairing a little bit here and there of her looms, and people was wanting them, saw mommy weaving, and. And he made the quilt and frames too and things. He was in the woodwork, Daddy was, and David.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you said you had some old coverlets that your grandmother made?
I have one that Mary Elizabeth Rowan made. I rewrote Rowan Marsteller, yeah. She made it.
Your mother's aunt?
No, her mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Yeah, I'd like to get a photograph of it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it out.
So
if I can find it, we had it in so many displays. Uh-huh. I want to find it when we come down for the pictures.
Yeah.
I forgot it the day I came down.
And it would be great to have all these generations in one picture.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try.
If we can do that, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. Whatever.
See,
it's convenient if it has
the girls are in school.
Yeah.
They get out on Fridays early.
Yeah.
And if it's a real pretty sunny day,
Friday afternoon.
Like I want them to get their baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I have some of my weaving, my rugs, and my basket weave. I had one to go on to state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like these out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to bring some of them.
Well, I'd like to photograph. I'd like to get some better photographs of your mother's things. The colors come out so much better when they're outdoors. And yours and any of the grandchildren or anybody, that would be great. Okay, what have I left out?
Oh, but the dates on the kids, you didn't get them. I didn't put them in either, but they are in that book over there if you wanted to pick them up.
Okay.
But this is what I wrote down for you in case you didn't.
Mm-hmm. What's your earliest memories of weaving? Can you remember at what point when you were a child that you...
Well, see, I was gone for 13 years, and before that, the loom was there in the house. And we did just little dabbles, you know. And then I got married and was gone for 13 years. And then when I come back, I was so interested in it. Then I got a scholarship from the Weaving Skill to take the Gusta hair from Olive. Mm-hmm. And and Ed Pudge. Mm-hmm. She was my old faithful. Mm-hmm. Willetta Hinkle. And then I went down at the Senior Center. She and I would work and thread them up and wind the warps, and if somebody was doing all right, then we'd go over and we'd weave a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I took the class from Ollie over at First Ward, and this is where Ivy took hers too.
Uh-huh.
And we just picked up on it as we went along, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say while we was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother, when you were young, I know it was probably a busy time raising kids, but did your mother have any time to weave?
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little. Grandma mostly did that.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Who was?
Mary Elizabeth Rowan.
And you remember her?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I was with her the night she took sick. Oh, yeah. I was her baby.
And where did she live?
She lived in the house out there with Mother and Daddy.
That house. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was the old loom in the house at that time?
Yes.
And so it's always been there.
Yeah. The loom has always been there. There used to be a little log cabin in the back of the house where Grandpa and Grandma lived first until they built the house that Mom and Daddy's in. But now I don't remember the little log house. This was told to me. Mm-hmm. But I do remember the house that Mother's in now.
Mm-hmm.
May 1. We got a little tub out there, me and Polly sitting in it. We're babies.
Do you know what year the house was built?
Charlie, what did they figure out? 80 some years?
What?
The house.
Mom's house?
Yeah. In 80 some years old?
Before that, wasn't it?
Well, they had the log cabin in the back, Daddy. Grandpa and Grandma did.
Yeah.
I'd say it's 80 some years old.
Mm-hmm. So maybe about 19. In the teens or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mom and Daddy moved in. They were married in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 6 to 7 years right there. They lived together. Plus, Daddy's been gone 3 years, so there's 3 more years.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they move in when the house was new?
Yeah, he helped Daddy build it.
They built it at the time they were married?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
All of his kids were born there, David and me and Polly.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she went to hospital, me and Polly. Twins. Mm-hmm. She's having a little trouble.
Does your twin sister, is she still in the area?
She's in Beckley.
In Beckley.
Beckley, West Virginia, uh-huh. But she's got a loom too, and she weaves, but she's tied up right now, not doing much.
Uh-huh.
We have some of her weaving out of Mom's.
Uh-huh.
She gave Mother.
And what's her maiden name? I mean, what's her married name?
Garlow.
That's Polly?
Yeah, it's Navon Polly. And
Garlow?
G-A-R-L-O-W. They live in Beckley. I wrote it down there for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. All right. Think of anything else.
Now, it might be a tidbit here. David and us, we had a class in his workshop on weaving in the chair bottoms, mm-hmm. and Dave did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he really didn't do any weaving on the loom, but he can weave chair bottoms.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Ivy does too.
Boy, this family just gets more and more.
yeah. But he has helped put chair bottoms in down there. Of course, me and Charlie go into the caning and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some of the younger family members make some baskets.
Justine and Amanda. They got some beautiful ones.
Uh-huh. And what do they make their baskets out of?
Flat reed and then we dye our own reed. Uh-huh. And we have that little, well, you just call it all reed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What, do you know how they got started in that? Through you.
Yes.
So you're a basket maker.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And how did you get interested in basket making?
Through the Augusta Heritage when Aunt Pudge taught here, and I've always been craft-minded. I used to have to make crafts and stuff for the kids up at church.
Uh-huh.
I had the younger ones from cradle up to 7 years old for 7 years, and we always had little things going.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Well, you should see my craft room. It's a mess.
Well, I liked it. I would like to. I'd like to maybe try to get a picture of you at your loom sometime.
Well, it's a mess right now. We have to straighten it up because I moved all my stuff from the other house up to us. See, we've only been married 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, though.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Well, I think we've covered things. Do you know what influenced David and your father, whose name was?
Shirley. Lee.
Shirley Lee. Do you know what, I guess I asked you that, what influenced them to start making looms? You said that he did
woodwork.
Some repairs and,
mm-hmm.
and did woodworking first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, there wasn't anything my daddy couldn't make.
Mm-hmm.
Once he got a pattern or even got it in his head, huh, Charlie? And he had a little woodworking shop over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he started making stands and repairs like mommy's looms. And
mm-hmm.
people were wanting a little loom. And I guess I got the first loom they made. I need a little bit of work on it now.
Now, is it a...
floor or table model.
It's a table model.
Mm-hmm. It's a four harness, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to hold the huddles up when I'm shooting through here. It has to need a lock over here to hold it, so
uh-huh.
I can use both hands.
And did David tell me that they made some of the large...
yes.
...looms?
Well, that...
patterned after your mother's loom.
Well, no,
sort
I
of, anyway.
Well, they were patterned now. They weren't the great big ones now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But he's made some of these others.
Uh-huh.
I know that Daddy and him has made two of those little looms and sold them.
I noticed, for instance, that the old loom has a few new parts on it. It looked like
yeah,
they've
Daddy
been
did
fixed.
It.
And that was your father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it was probably... made just like the original. He probably
mm-hmm.
used the original for the pattern.
Yeah, he took the pattern mm-hmm. off of it and made it as near as he could.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one leg back there now that needs fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit low.
I like the way that loom, like the front posts up in here. You can tell.
Beater bar.
No, the upright post here.
Oh, okay.
It's been. You can tell there's been. Thousands of hands rubbed over, and it's just
yeah.
smooth.
This
as
is your beater bar
better.
Through here, where
yeah.
it's worn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the beater bar.
But I noticed those upright posts, they just shine to a gloss from all the
mm-hmm.
hands. That
oh, there's been a lot of weaving on that loom.
Yeah.
My mother, she couldn't keep her rugs.
Yeah.
At the festival time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of her weaving. She did beautiful work.
Right.
So we inherited a lot of it, though, from Mother.
Yeah.
With the help of my aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Davies, my basket weaver teacher, in law.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Kansas Laird, I went to her classes whenever I could.
Uh-huh.
There was a fantastic weaver basket.
Mm-hmm. She was like an extension person in the county, or...
Well, I don't know what she would call her, but she had even gone to the Indian reservations and
mm-hmm.
learned how to make their baskets. And then she started teaching when, I don't know, but I've taken several classes from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
would
be...
fantastic lady.
That would be Augusta classes or the...
Senior Center.
Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She was through there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one class up here at Augusta, too, from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the cultural arts was from...
mm-hmm.
I like that.
mm-hmm. Great. Well, this is great information. And then
our club went up to Milk Creek. Is it a daily up there where they have that wool thing?
The wool fair. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, well, in our class we learned to card. We learned to spin it. We learned to make the warp. uh-huh. and all of that up there.
When you say our club?
The farm women and the Weaver's Guild. Mm-hmm. Weaver's Guild went up there one time dressed up in their old fashioned. We sat there and spun and we did carding and it was nice.
How long have you been in the Weaver's Guild?
I'm not a member now, but I was about 6 years in the Weaver's Guild. Mm-hmm. Mother still belongs to the Weaver's Guild.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you call her a charter member or not, but Aunt Davy and Pudgy pays her dues, but she does belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there, got one scholarship from them, the Weaver's Guild, mm-hmm. to take Augusta from Olive.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there about six years, I guess, something like that.
You say you got a scholarship?
From the Weaver's Guild.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, well, I think that's, I've used up enough of your time.